Both equinoxes celebrate the sacred balance, and they are both celebrations of the mystery of the seed with a capital S, is essentially the deep creativity within that manifests in the flower of spring and the fruit of the harvest. The fruit is in the seed is in the fruit. When an apple is cut across the diameter, you can see the core A with a capital K, which is another name for the daughter Persephone, hidden in the heart of the apple, the mother. The apple, cut this way, expresses a religious relationship, that of the mother-daughter, the mother-daughter mysteries, and also expressed in the icon of Demeter handing Persephone the wheat. That image will have its own magic for you, if you're able to have it before you. So let us begin with your breath, feeling for your balance of light and dark within, this fecund, fertile balance of tensions, breathing in the light, swelling with it, letting your breath go into the dark, staying with it. And again, breathing in the light, swelling with it, letting your breath go into the dark, staying with it. Take a deep breath, and as you let your breath go, follow it down to the space before your next breath. Feel the urge to breathe as it arises. Feel it expand in you, becoming fuller. Feel your breath peaking. Feel the fullness, the dynamic interchange of life happening in you, the place of being. Feel the need to release, to let it go. Feel the emptying, which your life depends on. So Gaia's life depends on the emptying, the continual transformation of all. Feel the emptiness, the space, which gives birth to the new and the fullness. A fertile balance of tensions, the creative cosmos within you. Take up your wheat now, your grain stalk tied with red ribbon. Take it up and hold it. In every moment, you are handed the wheat. Every moment is a harvest of what went before, and you pass it on. What has been involved in this harvest? Let us start with the very air that you breathe. It is a gift of the creativity and sacrifice of very early creatures. The prokaryotes, they're called. The warmth of your flesh. The food that you eat, domesticated by ancestors over thousands of years. The sun burning up 4 million tons of hydrogen per second. Hydrogen made at the very beginning of time. The soil that was formed by millions of years and millions of organisms and interactions. The water within you, and so much part of this planet, a precious gift of early earth and continuously recycled since then. This moment involves the loss of many creatures, such as dinosaurs, mammoths, who made way for the age of mammals. The beauty and creativity of each moment rests upon the loss and resistance. The beauty of the hawk, its form and nobility, is built on the speed and resistance of the mouse. Your personal life as it is right now, what sacrifices has it taken by others? What pain has it taken by others? All who went before and all who have been your teachers. All this is some of the wheat, just given. All this, not to evoke guilt, but to inspire graciousness, gratitude. Then there is your own creativity. What sacrifices, what loss, what resistance have you engaged with? What enemies have refined you, inspired your creativity? The so-called enemies may be persons or causes. What wisdom have you gained? What mother knowledge is within you that you may now hand on in every moment? You are the seed in the fruit, becoming the fruit in the seed. Take up the cut apple and contemplate the core, the pentacle core. You are the seed in the heart of the mother, becoming the fruit. Contemplating this image of the cut apple and the core. You are the seed in the heart of the mother, becoming the fruit. Your creativity energizes the whole. Persephone, the seed, is a model of descent, willing to enter into the ongoing creativity, to engage with the resistance creatively, to journey into dark realms, trusting inner wisdom to guide the path. This is the original redemption, the restoration of beauty in the face of loss. This is how we take on the role of the seed, the Persephone, as initiates into the mysteries. It may be felt as a commissioning to tending that thread of hope, of care, the comfort that the seed offers, that the beauty of the lost beloved one will be restored. And the beloved one may not be just a being or a person. It may be a capacity, a way of being. You may contemplate and or write about how that commissioning expresses itself for you at this time. Perhaps, what is it that the mother is handing you? What is it that you seek? You may not know yet. Pause the CD here for a while you contemplate these things, and perhaps write. Now is the time to give thanks for your harvest. Present your food and express whatever you wish. giving thanks now for your harvest, and perhaps some of the losses involved. You may pause the CD here again. Now is the time for you to speak and to write again, as you wish. We join in the generosity, the feast of the universe. We each redeem the future and the past as initiates into the mysteries, each taking on the role of the seed of Persephone, tending the sorrows with our creativity and restoring beauty. We each redeem the future and the past as initiates into the mysteries, taking on the role of the seed of Persephone, tending the sorrows with our creativity and restoring beauty. That is the responsibility of the vision of the seed. The responsibility of the vision of the seed, of the initiates into the mysteries. We give thanks. Eat the food and the drink that you have presented. Enjoy the feast. And write if you like. Our creativity tends the sorrows. We are the Persephones. And you may open your circle as you wish.